The topics we're learning about include, if a person divorced his wife and then remarried her and died childless, there's a machlekes whether there's still a mitzvah sibum chalitza or not. The shaila of whether misa mapelas, the yibum situation is created at the time of misa or nisuin harishonim apil. The original marriage creates a potential yibum situation, even though the actual nafila occurs only at misa. In geizin gzer l'gzera, if something is only asa because of gzera, we generally don't make another thing asa as a gzera to avoid the original gzera. There's a three-way machlokes in the case where two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, were married to two sisters, Rachel v'Leia, and Rachel was a ketana who was married off by her mother or brother, which makes the marriage only valid midrabanan, while Leah was a gedela, which is a marriage midiraisa, and meis baila shel gedela, and Shimon passed away without children. The problem is, Leah falls for yibum midiraisa before Reuven because her marriage to Shimon was midiraisa. Reuven cannot be miyam Leah because she is achis ishtei midrabanan, but she's not pater mechalitza because an erva midrabanan cannot exempt a mitzvah yibum midiraisa. If he gives her chalitza, his wife Rachel becomes asur to him as achis chalutz asli. Actually, his wife Rachel is immediately asur to him as achis ukukasli. Therefore, as Rashi writes, Uma yasu, what should they do? The Gemara cites a braisa. La'il midabik ad mishleish dvar. Chalitza, hava asholem, hafars nadar. V'yisrachik mishleish dvar. Miyun, piktainis, arvainis.